Yesterday, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden named California Senator Kamala Harris as his choice for vice president. And joining us this morning with his thoughts on that decision is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to talk to you again, Dan.
So what are your thoughts on this pick overall?
Well, number one, he did what he said he would do. He said he would pick a woman several weeks ago. And also, there was a lot of input from the African-American community to pick a woman of color. He did that. And we have to note that vice presidential picks really don't have an essential result in an election. The only one that did in our lifetime was Lyndon Johnson, when Kennedy picked him in 1960, because Johnson won Texas in November, and that put Kennedy in the White House.
Do you think, though, this will help with the base, though, the Democratic Party base?
Well, it certainly will help with the strong liberal impact, the progressive Democrats, but also it has negatives too, because it will unite the pro-life people, because she's a very strong pro-abortion person. And one question she's going to have to answer from her experience as an attorney general and district attorney is all these uprisings in these cities throughout the country. She's going to have to make a comment on them.
Now, in some ways, this was perhaps an interesting pick due to the tensions that occurred between the two earlier on in the campaign.
No question about it, about that incurred busing. And, of course, in the 1970s, busing was a big political issue in Massachusetts. So I think that will be played quite a bit, as it already has, but probably won't be a deciding factor for people when they vote in November.
And what role do you think she's going to play in the campaign as it's rolling out?
Well, I think one of the things that surprised me with Vice President Biden's was the connection between Harris and her son, Beau. Both were attorney generals, and I think that relationship, I think, helped her get Biden's pick.
Do you think she'll, do you think, though, she'll, what will she do in terms of campaigning for Biden? Do you think she'll be a...
I think she'll be the one that goes after Trump. You know, I think that's going to be her role, to go after Trump every time, which and where. And, of course, Trump will fire back. So that part of it will be interesting. But I think that's going to be, she's going to be the pit bull for the campaign, in my opinion.
And now she's, of course, set to debate Mike Pence October 7th in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and I think that would be interesting. Pence is a gentleman, whether you agree with his philosophy or not, but I think her biggest asset will be going after Trump.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, I'm afraid, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
I got an idea we'll be talking more.
I'm sure we will. Well, thank you so much.